Welcome to the CCI Sunday podcast presented by CCI Plus. Download our free app at communitychurchinternational.org. We'll start in just a moment, but first I want to invite you to stop by on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and worship with us, listen to a powerful message, and enjoy the company of some friends. We are 1 mile east of the college on Highway 1 in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. We hope to see you soon.
Not that complicated, is it? But if I'm going to set my mind on the things above, I need to set it and focus on something. It's amazing what Jenny just said. If you spend 3 hours playing a game, what is your mindset on? I've done it. It's like, where am I in my mind? But when I set my things on the things above, How's the daily readings going? Huh? We doing pretty good, kids? Yeah. All right. One of you's doing good. I'm glad. Well, Jenny's going to start out with us here this morning. Let's give Jenny a hand.
Good morning. So I'm just going to... Last week I talked a lot about lies and the things that I was believing about myself. But today I want to kind of continue on that, but I want to go into our thought life. Because God, I can share up here with what God is speaking into me and what he's doing in me, and I can testify of what he's doing in me. So I want to start off with some statistics. I can't even say the word. Statistics. Oh my gosh. That's a word. Statistics. Okay, so... No. So the National Science Foundation says the average person per day has 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts per day. Anywhere in that range, they can have lots of thoughts in one day. And 80% of those thoughts are negative. 80% of our thoughts that come into our head are negative. And you think about mental health, you think about all these things, you no wonder why we have all this stuff going on. When you have 80% of your thoughts coming into your head that are negative and they're bombarding your mind, what else are you going to do? I mean, it's negative. So for me, for years, and I'm not there yet all the way, but for years I had negative thoughts about myself and about just who I am in Christ, everything. And that's, where do you think those lies came from? My thoughts. They started out with my thoughts. And I continued, and then I could not hear the positive of anything. Nothing positive could come from negativity. So when Barb was here, one thing that really stuck in my mind was set your mind, set your thoughts. Yeah. Set your mind, set your thoughts. We need to reset our thinking. Reframe it. He gave me the word reframe my thinking. And he put this in my spirit. To reframe is to shift your mindset so you're able to look at a situation in a different perspective. He's calling us and wanting us to look at our situations from up here and look at it at a different perspective of how he sees our situation or how he sees us as a person, our image. We are created in his image and in his likeness, and he wants us to see that. So we have to get a different perspective. We have to have God's perspective, God's thinking towards even other people. How we see other people is important. Do we see God in every person? Do we see God in that person? That person annoys me. Do I see God in that person? Do I see their purpose? Do I see their destiny? See their call? Even in the hardest people, do we see the perspective of God in people? And in ourselves, of course, too, but do we see that? Colossians 3:2, set your minds on things above, not on things that are on earth. Set your thoughts towards heaven. Have a heaven mindset, a kingdom mindset, instead of things of this world. Higher perspective. Align your thoughts with God's. Graham Cook always says how God sees you is how you are known in heaven. Your prophetic words, that is how God sees you. That is how you are known in heaven. That is how he looks upon you. We have to begin to see eternal purpose in our lives and to see it kingdom mindset, the kingdom reality. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We need to pull down kingdom's perspective and how God sees us and how the kingdom is. See them in how they are, we are seen in heaven. Philippians, I read this last week, but Philippians 4:8 says, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure, lovely and admirable. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise. What are we meditating on? What are we thinking about? Kids, what are you thinking about when you go to school or you're in sports or your family situations, whatever? What are you thinking about? What is your thoughts taking? Where are they taking you? And what are you focusing on? And where are they bringing you to? But we have to focus on thoughts that are true and replace the negative with a positive thought. I do this sometimes. It's like I'll spill something or whatever. Oh, gosh, that is so stupid. I'm so stupid. And I've heard kids say that. Gosh, I'm so stupid. I can't do this. But you don't say that. You are smart. You are excellent. You start reframing your thinking and how you see yourself and how we look at ourselves. We have to line those thoughts that come in and have a positive heart, a positive thought, even a truthful. What is truth? You get a negative thought. Where does that come from? Is that the truth? Gosh, I'm just screw up. I can't do this. I'm a failure. I can't do this job, or I can't even providing for my family. I can't, you know, but God is God. And we just have to have another thought about how we see ourselves. Gosh, I can't do ministry. I can't speak into people's lives. But you can. Because God is God, and you have to have another thought about it. Graham Cook also says that. Have another thought. Those negative thoughts aren't coming from God. There's no negativity in heaven. So why are we thinking in negativity here now on earth? Because we've got to pull heaven down, right? So we have to think God's thoughts. We need to be mindful of what comes into our mind. Are we mindful of what's coming in here? Are we worried and we're full of anxiety and full of fear and all these things, these thoughts that come bombarding our mind? Gosh, they tormented me for years. You know, and they can still come and try to torment, but I have to be mindful of what's coming in here. And I have to filter those thoughts. And I need to be a gatekeeper of my mind. I have to. Because this can come in, and this can come into here, and it affects everything. When you start having negativity and negative thoughts, it affects everything around you. It can affect your life. It can affect just everything. Because it says, as a man thinks is in his heart, so is he. So if I start thinking negatively about myself, what happens to me? You know, even a sickness. If I start saying, oh, poor me, I got arthritis or whatever it is, and you start thinking negatively about that, what happens? 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we have to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. We have to start taking control of our thoughts. We have to think about ourselves, how God sees us in our life. We can take that thought. What does it mean to be captive? I think about imprisonment. I think about taking that thought down. Because we have to take that thought captive. And we have that ability in us to do that. God's given us the mind of Christ. So we have that ability to do that. So we do have the mind of Christ, so therefore we have the authority over our thoughts. God has given us everything inside. I have been equipped with everything inside of me to walk out a godly life. That means my thought life in here, just spirit, soul, and body. I have the authority to walk in all that fullness. So to walk out a godly life, to have the set of mind. And in that, it helps me is prayer. Prayer in the Word. When I start praying and I start worshiping and I start getting into His presence and I start doing those things, that shuts that down. And I start believing the truth and the thoughts that God has about me and about my circumstances, that I can look at my circumstances from here down, and God is above all that. But we just have to have our minds set on Him. Focus on Him. And He sets us free from all that negativity. I want to be set free totally from that. Set free from so that I can walk with the mind of Christ every day in my life. That no matter what bombards me, that I know that I am set free. And even as we sang, that I know my identity and I know who I am, that I am a child of God. And I am all that He says I am. We have to know that we are what God says we are. that nothing else, all this negativity, nothing matters. That's not who we are. What does God say about you? I can look around even with all the kids. We've gone through this stuff in Sunday school, and they can all say that they are a child of God with confidence. Amen. Amen. They can talk about who they really are in Christ. And just to remind yourself, I am a child of God. I am who you say I am. I am who you say I am. And these lies are not who I am. So that's what I have for today.
Spencer. Spencer, would you grab that for me, please? So I'm going to try to illustrate some of this illustration. She said amalgamated. Did I say that right? Amalgamated. So I want to say we to me, or from me to we. Say me to we. Me to we. So we're going to talk about we, and we're going to talk about me, okay? So I think it's important. I can't say amalgamated, but I can say we. So that's my tactic of teaching, is that I try to simplify things so that I don't have to say the big words all the time. There we go. Okay, I want you to stay here and just keep an eye on this, okay? All right. Could you please stay? Thank you. All right, Avery, could you, Avery, come? I'm going to ask her to sing for me. Is she here? Ah, yes, Jamie. Okay, singing voice. Someone can sing, Jesus is the answer. Who can sing that? Oh, you pointing to you, Abigail? When you point to your nose like this, that gives me a signal. What's this mean? Me. No, we don't. We. Can I get two then? You going to sing? I need a volunteer. Micah? Where's Micah? Oh, well, I just need some of the things. Jesus is... Okay. Not, there's Avery. Avery, would you sing for me, please? Just come to the stage. Thank you. Come on, it's the we. It's not just the me. It's the we. Remember what Barb said? The image is a we. We are created in the image and the like. It's a we, not a me. Could you stand up and grab a mic here? Yes. Hey, you know the song? Jesus is the answer for the world. Yes, you do.
I do?
Yes.
Jesus is the answer for the world.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Jesus is the answer for the world today.
You'll sing with me then, okay? All right, here we go. So in this movie, if we're going to set our minds, this is going to be our minds. Say our minds. We got to set them on the things above and not the things below. Okay? And this is a daily thing now. This is the right now thing. This is my mind. I'm setting my mind on the things above. Okay? Does this make sense? A ladder up, down. Up, down. This is where it comes from. This is the deep stuff. This is what saves us right here. All right. So we're going to get deep into the word. So Jenny shared so much that is so powerful, but I want a practical expectation of this. So I need a Moses. I need a Moses. Aiden, come be Moses, please. I'm not going to make you talk. Just come up here. Come on, Aiden. So he's a Moses. In Exodus chapter 3, a kid, get your Bible out. Go to Exodus chapter 3, and I want you to go to verse 12. I want you to stand here by the ladder, please. Okay. So Moses, everybody knows who Moses is, right? The deliverer of the people, okay? He had a big job. You're the deliverer of the people. You're going to go to Egypt, and you're going to get all the people, and you're going to bring them back. So Moses' story, and I'm just going to try to run through it real quick, but Moses' story, there was a time where he thought it was time for him to deliver, and he did something kind of bad. He killed somebody. You killed somebody. What do you say when you kill somebody? Say, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay, you're sorry. Sorry you killed somebody. But after you kill somebody, you feel kind of bad. And at that time, the people, that's right, at that time, the people of Israel, they looked at Moses. They didn't see him. They said, what, if we don't do what you say, you're going to kill us too? Right? Like you did that soldier. So he had not galvanized his people to follow him, and it freaked him out. And he felt like a failure. So he felt really sad, right? So he was very sad down here. So Moses had an experience in Exodus chapter 3. He had an experience, and he would come to a mountain, and he was looking. So start climbing that mountain, all right? Ready? Just slowly. Jesus, that's fast, is the answer for the world today. Sing it, Avery. Above there is, let's all sing it. There, Jesus is the way. Okay, so he's coming up there and he sees a burning bush. How many of you have seen a burning bush? Nobody. Okay, fine.
Me.
I've seen lots of burning bushes, but I haven't seen a burning bush that wasn't burning, like being consumed. You know, like when something burns, it starts getting smaller, and right? But this did not. Would you say that's impossible? But it's right there in front of them. So God come, and the Bible says when Moses looked at the burning bush, so look up, he said, hey, Moses. So when Moses got his attention to God, God called to Moses. He said, Moses, I have called you to lead my people out of Egypt. And Moses looked up, he saw God, and then he came down the ladder, come down the ladder. He said,
I can't do this.
Right? He said, I can't do this. There's no way I can do this. How many had that thought, that I can't do this? Okay, who's got verse 12? Who's got it? Come up here, come up here, Abigail, quickly. We're going to have the we. So the me just happened. Say me just happened. He says, I can't. The I is the me. I can't do this. I tried to do this. No one followed me, right? I can't speak good. Say, I can't speak good.
I can't speak.
Okay, that's a me thing. Right? Jenny was just saying it. In his mind, she was just saying, I can't do it. I don't speak well, right? Or don't speak good. That's not good English, but there you go. All right, ready?
So he said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you...
What do you say? Say the first part again.
So he said, I will certainly be with you.
He'll be what?
With you.
He'll be what?
With you.
He'll be what?
With you.
He'll be with. The with is the we. Go up there. We go. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above there is no other. Jesus is the way. Who's?
Where'd she go? Oh, okay.
What happened? Who's with us? We. That's right, though. She's right, though. She jumped right to it. You're good. We. God is with us. So when we think those ways and we think about the me, don't think about the me. Think about the we. Say we.
We.
Say we.
We.
There we go. All right. So Moses captured the we. So God was with Moses. You can read the whole Bible. It's in there. It's good stuff. All right. Come on down, buddy. That's right. Read the whole Bible. There's lots. That's what we're doing. Give Aiden a hand. All right. Woo. And Rhodes is doing something. Okay. I need a widow. Or is it a widow? On April 24th, we read about a widow and Elijah. So I need a gal. Please, Marky, would you come? Thank you. Let's give Marky a hand. All right. So we read on April 24th about a widow, and it was during a drought, and she had nothing. Say nothing. So the me had not, she had just a little bit of oil left and just a little bit of stuff to make some bread. So Elijah was with her, and she had nothing. So Elijah was there, and Elijah was hungry and some stuff, and she said, I have nothing. Say, I have nothing.
I have nothing.
Absolutely nothing. She was looking for sticks. They didn't have food, so they're going to eat sticks. So nothing is me, okay? You got nothing. But Elijah said, I want you, Elisha, not Jah, remember that? This is the Shah. He said, I want you to go get as many pots as you can. I want you to go to your friends. I want you to go to your neighbors. And I want you to collect them all. Does that make sense? They don't.
No.
That doesn't make any sense, right? Is that impossible? Of course it is. Not with God. Not with the we. But it is with the me. So we got to get past me. And we got to go to the
we.
I think we're going to get it. We're going to get it. So it was a challenge of faith. So Elijah said, go get all these. And then grab and give me what you have. So she starts walking up. She says, okay. So she starts gathering. Jesus is the answer for the world today. There is no other.
Jesus is the
answer. You're good, though. All right. Can you say we?
We.
Okay. So she what? Stepped out in obedience because she's working with the we. No, we're right here with you. This is not dangerous here. Because you're not alone. Are you alone?
No.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
All right, you got this. So what did she do? What did she do? She lit. What are you doing? No, we're not done. No, you're still up.
I thought you said get down.
No, you're still believing. You know, you can do that. You're not, you didn't give up. Yeah, there you go. She didn't give up. She kept listening to God, right? So she took what she had in oil, and she began to pour. Just pretend you got oil, and you're pouring it. So they kept bringing the jugs, right? And the oil from that little thing kept on filling all the jugs up, right? It's called a flask and a jar. And it kept on going and kept on going. And guess what? They all got filled. Every single one got filled, right? And she was able to pay off all of her debts. See, when we have a lot of debts, why don't you come back down for a sec? We got a lot of bills, and we have no food. What do we think?
Taxes
That's kind of true. So, right. She came down for that one, you know. She was with the me. That was a me thought. So true. That's right. That's right. So that was a me thought, I can't do this, right? But Jesus answered her prayer, and she had everything she needed. Thank you very much, Marky. That was fantastic. Jesus is the answer. All right. I don't know if I want to do anymore. Okay. So not the me, but it's the we. And you know, a big thing is when we listen to God's voice. So what's one thing we can do to hear God's voice? We can pray. Seriously. The prayer that we, when we pray, we're bringing the me to the we. You need to pray. Say, I need to pray. What else should I do? Come on now. Why? Because it's the story of the me becoming the we. It's not that complicated, is it? But if I'm going to set my mind on the things above, I need to set it and focus on something. It's amazing what Jenny just said. If you spend 3 hours playing a game, what is your mindset on? I've done it. It's like, where am I in my mind? But when I set my things on the things above, all right, I need an Esther. Who wants to be an Esther? No. Oh. Abigail was just up here. What about Misty? Misty? I like Misty. You're an Esther. Come on. Let's go, Misty. Come on, hurry up. It's the we. It's not just me. It's the we. Come on. Go ahead and stand right here at the... All right. So the story of Esther. Esther, Mordecai. We just did this. We hopefully did this Friday and Saturday. Hope we had that done, but we can go back and we can read it. But there's a story about a woman named Esther, who Mordecai, right, and Haman and the king, and there was this attack against the Jewish people. Now, Esther was called in, and she was chosen to be queen, right? She was chosen to be queen. And it came to a time where, remember that plan, that there was a bad plan to wipe out all the Jewish people, right? And Mordecai, he was like, hey, Esther, I think God's put you in this position to let the king know about everything that's going to happen, right? And what might we think? Because back then, if you come to the king without permission, you could get killed. And this is in the story. So what do you think about dying for something? No, right? That's me. And I don't blame that. I want to live. I want to live. But Mordecai, he come to him and said, you know what? This famous saying that we hear, for such a time as this, that God had called me to be a part of something, to change the course of something the enemy was trying to steal, and that's the we. God had blessed Esther. So she started thinking about what God said, and she actually came to this place. She came to this place. If I die, I die, but I'm going to go to the king. So let's climb that ladder. Jesus, what happened to Avery? Sir, for the world today. Come on. There is no other. Jesus is the way. How you feel? Pretty high? Pretty tall. When you're up there, things look differently, don't they? Come on. You get a different perception of everything around it. Can you see your house from here? Not quite. No, but it's a ways away. But this is the place with the wheat. And guess what she did? She let the things know what happened. And guess what the enemy's plans came to? Nothing, right? Because she went from the me to the we. And now you can see. That rhymed. Was that pretty good? I'd say it was good. Yeah, it was good. All right. Thank you, Esther. Hallelujah. Thank you, Spencer. We can take that away. Thank you. Let's give Spencer a hand. He was a great man in the house. So, we're going to go from the me to the... And I do that by what? Reading my Bible, praying, family. In this movie, families. I'm going to talk to families with kids. And whoever's in your family, if you don't, they took sticky notes. All right? And they wrote down things that they needed and they wanted. And they took the sticky notes and they said, my dad needs a job. And they began to pray for a job. They took that sticky note and they put it on the one side of the wall. They kept writing things down. I want a dishwasher. I want this. You know what? We need to press in to the things we want to see. Some of us fight different things. We have dishwashers. We have a house. We have some of those things are up here in our head because we need to set our minds on the things of God. We need to get that in our home because your kids need their minds set on something. As Jenny was just saying, how many thoughts do you have?
12,000 to 60,000 a day.
12,000 to 60,000 thoughts in one day. I don't even see how that's possible. Sometimes just getting a few out is hard, but 12,000 thoughts in your mind. How important it is to set our minds on the things that are above. Amen? We are challenged. Listen, we are challenged when we do Bible study. I'm telling you, we're challenged to do those things with our family. But what is that doing? We are setting our homes and our minds to the things that are above and not on the things that are below. These things down here, they don't last. I'm telling you, Fortnite's great, but you win one championship, guess what? You lose the next, and that all crumbles, right? The things of this earth, they don't last. And God's wanting us to set us our minds on things that are going to last. What does that mean? That means there is an eternal joy that comes from God. Amen? That's the we that comes from the Father. There's an eternal peace that comes from the we. I'm not talking about the game system we. Some of you get that. Come on. There's a never-ending with the we. And we get disappointed with the me. Moses was disappointed in himself because he messed up. How many people here have messed up? How many people here have never messed up? Oh, thank you, Bethany. That was nice. No, somebody raised their hand. No one raised their hand. Why? Because we all do. But in that place of me, we forget the we. Come on. And we get into this place of worship in the presence of God like this. God is calling us up because he's showing us something about the we. He has those encounters. We can call them summits in the spirit that we get encouraged, where we lift up our eyes and we look up to where our help comes from. And we understand that we are not alone, but God is with us. It's not me. I'm not alone. I'm not. That's a lie. That's a lie from the pit of hell. It is not true. You are not alone. I'm a failure. You are not a failure. Because the we is the happening. And you're never disqualified from the we. Because Jenny's going to come up and share what Jesus did for us that brought us into a family of we forever. And it's what we have because of Jesus being the answer for the world today. Oh, never mind. No, you can come with me if you want. Hallelujah. Jesus died to make the we permanent. Come on. He died for us that we could be part of an inheritance with the family. When we take communion, that means Christ in us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. When you take in food, it becomes a part of you. It's the we now. It's the we now. Could I get some volunteers? As we hand out. When Jesus sat down with the disciples and he prayed and he blessed the food and he broke bread, he sat down with his family. And it was this invitation to take in the bread of life that was taking us from the me to the we forever. It pleased God to do this. It pleased God to do this. I tell this to my kids sometimes if we're spending a lot of time, and as Frank and Deb had shared years ago about the traps. And sometimes I come in and I said, you guys aren't trapped, right? They said, no. I said, well, tell me the scripture. And the scripture is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God didn't send his Son to condemn the world, but that those who would believe might live. Jesus is the answer. Jesus died and rose again so he could be in me, that I have a name that is written in the Lamb's book of life. I don't have to be afraid. Because it's we now. I'm not alone. Because Jesus died for me. And he conquered the grave and he rose again. And now he's seated in heavenly places. And he prayed this amazing prayer for us. He said, God, I pray that they can be with us. As me and you are one, I want them to be one. As we are one. He's not afar off. He's not way gone. But he's with us. The word Emmanuel means God with us. He's with us. He took that to the cross. all our sins, all our mistakes. I'm not good enough. All those lies that try to attach itself to our mistakes. The punishment for sin had been put on the cross forever. So that we could come before him and we could say, God, I'm sorry, Lord. I can't pay that price, but you paid that price. It was too much for me. He said, that's okay, because I want to make it we. It was too much for me, but not for we. It was too much for the one, but not for the we. And he made us. Come on. Giving us life here this morning. I feel life all around us and in us. It's the Holy Spirit of God. Come on, God is moving in this place because we are alive and we are part of his family. So, this morning, we're going to have lunch here in a bit. Jesus took the bread and he broke it. He said, do this. He said, this is my body. This has been broken for you. Take and eat. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, they took the cup. The blood that was shed. Jesus gave it all so that me and you right now could have it all. He didn't spare anything. His whole life. This represents the blood that was shed. Let's take this in remembrance. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you that we are here, part of your family, part of your tribe, part of your very bloodline, because Jesus lives inside of us. We thank you here this morning, God, that you are speaking to your people and that your children hear your voice. You guys need to know you're God's children and you have the right to hear his voice. You hear God's voice in his word and in your room. When you pray, you need to hear Jesus. I just want every eye closed right now. I don't want you guys talking for just 30 seconds right now. Father God, right now. Let's raise your hands, kids, right now. Let's raise our hands. Father God, right now. I want you to just ask, speak to the Lord and pray for 30 seconds here. God, right now as they're praying right now, I pray, Holy Spirit of God, you just keep moving in this place and speak to your children. Because your children hear your voice and they know the way. God, we want to know you and we want to know the way. You said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. As you're praying right now, whether it's for help with anxiety or fear, it's the we now. Whether it's a family situation, right now it's the we now. Whether it's a financial situation with the family, it's we now. Not alone. It's we. And I am with you. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Moms and dads, those at home, I encourage you as much as I could possibly encourage anything in my life to take the 10, 15 minutes to pray with your kids. I know it's awkward. Maybe it's been a while. I've gone through some of that. But they need this. We need this as a family. One thing that moved me so much about this movie I watched is I watched the family pull together and God move. And we need each other. Amen? Wow. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's fine. Well, God's good. Not sure how he's going to show up every Sunday, but I've got to tell you, he's been showing up every Sunday. Pretty good stuff. Encourage those around us that maybe didn't make it here today, but just encourage them in the Lord for the gathering time because it's such a blessing. Let's bless the food and let's stay for fellowship. And bless the hands and bless Danny back there who's prepared it. Father, we thank you for the food. We thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for all the blessings, God, that you have given us, Lord, that it is a gift, Lord. You are a provider. Bless this food. Bless this day in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Well, God bless you guys. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. For more, visit our website, communitychurchinternational.org. We invite you to join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. at the church 1 mile east of the college on Highway 1 in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. If you wish to support this ministry financially, you may give online on our website or on our free CCI Plus app. Thanks again for spending time with us today. Have a great day.